Hello, Dom from Dom Radio here, and welcome to the season finale of the Skell and Felix Show Season 1. The ad will be first, but after that, before we start the show, I have a message for you. So again, consider listening to the ad. I do get paid, and I hope you enjoy the season finale. Now that the ad is over, I'd like to take a moment to speak with you. On behalf of the Skell and Felix Show team, I'd like to thank you. Every single listener who's made it this far has contributed to getting where we are now. The fact that people have tuned in over 800 times at the time of this recording to listen to our little skeleton and redneck buddy is amazing, and what started out as a passion project has become something bigger. A lot of work went into this season finale, and I hope it truly does the Skell and Felix Show justice. So, without any further ado, thank you, and let's start the episode.
Hello, listeners, I'm Skell.
And I'm Felix.
And this is a pre-recorded message.
Since me and Skell are going to be out of town for a week, we asked our friends Vlad and Brian to host a special episode for us while we were gone.
I hope you enjoy!
Okay. It should be on.
I must say, this setup is nothing less than barbaric.
Hello, I'm Vlad.
And I'm Brian, the Wendigo.
So, my list here says to find something to do.
Already on it. I paid for that subscription the podcast had an ad for earlier.
Which one?
The summoning one.
Last time we summoned something on a podcast, it did not end well.
I think it did very well. Have you seen the ratings?
I almost died.
Oh, man up, Vlad. Now take this chalk and draw a circle on the floor for me.
Oh, here we go again.
Now just put this here, here, and here.
What is that?
I assume it's some sort of hand, although I can't be sure.
Now what?
Now we read the magic words. Imete olovo, so via mi minoso, esvertio nolo nole ama. Oh my.
Greetings, mortals. It is I, Stalazia, the Beast of Knowledge.
Oh, how great. A discount Stolas.
Oh no, Stolas is a total bore. You made the right choice summoning me.
To be fair, we didn't know who we were summoning.
Well, ignorance is bliss.
So, what can you do?
What part of I am the Beast of Knowledge did you not understand?
Can you tell us about stuff?
Yeah, that's sort of my entire thing.
Tell us who is going to be the next president of Russia.
No one. Rasputin will achieve immortality and never resign as the Soviet leader.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Shut up. I have a good one. How will I die?
In a bed.
What?
What more do you want me to say? You die in a bed.
Well, that's lame.
Hey, you're the one who dies in a bed, not me.
How will you die?
He just said how I will die.
Yeah, I just said that.
No, how will you, Stalazia, die?
No, you're not allowed to ask that. That's against the rules.
What rules?
Yeah, what rules?
Do you have any other questions?
Ooh, whose podcast will be more successful, mine or the Skell and Felix Show?
The Skell and Felix Show, by a long shot. I love their podcast.
Damn it.
Well, who wants to learn about asthmology, the study of asthma?
Sure.
Oh, I'll play an ad quick.
Good idea.
The art of asthmology begins in the year.
Hello, it's me, the spirit of the Florida man, but you can call me the Floridian.
And it's me, generic man number 378,900,000, and I'm here to help you get sold on the idea of Triangle Co.
Do you fear the triangle gods? Good, because you should. They're going to destroy the unworthy very soon. Very soon. And nothing would make you more unworthy of being destroyed and worthy of being saved than giving us your money.
If you don't want to be destroyed by our triangle overlords, just give us your money.
Just call 1-877-6969-421. Please free me.
That's 1-877-6969-421. Wait, this doesn't say please free me, you rat. I just want to see my family.
And that is the complete history of Esmology.
It was complete, all right.
I hated every second of it.
Oh, wait, I have an idea.
What is it?
Stelazia, can you answer something?
Yeah, I feel like that's already been established that, yeah, I can't do that.
What is the identity of the Tallahassee Terror?
Oh no, I'm being summoned elsewhere. Quickly, the identity of the Tallahassee Terror is...
You've got to be kidding me.
What a load of crap. I'm summoning someone else.
Who?
Hell if I know. Pass me the chalk.
I found some chips. What should I do with them?
I don't know. Toss them into the circle.
Okay.
Owe fluta, orono voci olivia inepitio.
What the?
Who is this?
Oh no, this is much, much worse than I thought it would be. Oh, it's the communi- Chips? A peace offering? Maybe you're not so bad.
Who are you?
A 6.5 dimensional being that embodies the spirit of Florida Man.
Oh no.
So, are you going to eat us?
Of course not. Even if I was, he's all skin and bones, and you probably taste like vodka and depression.
That's a good one.
Alright, you're getting a little too personal for my liking. What are you two doing anyway?
We're summoning some stuff for the season finale of the show.
Well, count me in. We do not want you. We didn't even invite you here. Shut up. Alright, you summon me. Hand me the chalk. I know just what to do.
I have a feeling this may take a while.
And these are the words.
Can I see it? Sure. Desiato, oxidile aridolo madutel, desivia unsportica.
What is that? Hi.
I was expecting something more imposing.
Hello, Lepetro.
Hi, Mr. Floridian.
Who is this?
Why is he so short?
This is Lepetro. Introduce yourself, Lepetro.
Hello, mortal humanoids. I am Lepetro, the Deceiver. Why do they call you Lepetro the Deceiver? My seemingly childish attitude and meek appearance have served me well in countless eons as I have slaughtered countless unsuspecting foes.
Oh my.
But don't let that fool you. I'm really a good guy.
I can vouch for that. You're not the most reliable person in my opinion, Mr. Floridian. Tomato, potato. I am perfectly fine.
So, what can you do? I could do this. Ow! What was that for? You asked what I could do.
We meant gimmick. Almost all of you weirdos have some sort of thing.
First of all, don't call us weirdos. We have names, and you mean like this? What was that supposed to be? A word in the ancient mother tongue of my kind.
What does it mean? If you were supposed to know, he would have said it in English.
Exactly.
This is such a letdown.
Man, these two blow. Hey, Floridian, let's bounce.
Hell yeah.
Well, I guess I'll see you two again sometime. Hasta la pasta, muchachos.
I swear to Wendigo Jesus.
I need a break. I'm gonna go see if Pez left any mice in the fridge upstairs. Do you want some?
Sure, why not? Holy hell?
Is that the robot?
Not exactly, but for the most part, yes. You may refer to me as a robot.
Listeners, I'll have to explain this to you. We're looking at a 2-foot-tall robot that is pretty much a box with a glass jaw for a head, with some sort of eyeballs sort of floating around in liquid. What on earth is this?
What are you?
I am Bob the Great, destroyer of the unholy crusaders in the 7th Year War.
Actually, that's a myth.
Well, did you serve in the 7th Year War?
No. But,
well then, maybe don't say what is and isn't a myth.
Why are you even here?
I was going to ask you this same thing. I should be in the next life, frolicking with the angels, but it seems science has prolonged my suffering and misery. My body has been reduced to this metal husk, my memories, and my left eye. While I am still alive, I might as well put this metal husk to good use and continue my immortal crusade against the 12th realm of darkness.
So, what makes you so great?
Come on, Vlad, this is basic history class stuff.
I was called Bob the Great for my feats of, well, greatness. While I was a flesh being, I destroyed countless beasts with my bare hands. I was a machine of destruction, fueled only by my will to destroy those who sought to do evil, ripping them piece from piece until each realm was safer than before.
And now you're a cubicle Furby, fueled by, what, AA batteries?
Unfortunately, yes, and the odd AAA battery every so often. I can't be picky.
What is all of that noise? What is that?
Oh god, it's Pez's grandfather.
Oh god, it's an old person. Get it away.
Possible hostile intent detected.
Oh no! The toasters have gained sentience! I knew this day would come! It's just like in the movies!
Oh my god, is that an AK? Where did this old man even get that?
Weapon loading detected. Activating self-defense mode. Priming self-saboting missile.
Mr. Ridley, please calm down. Hold on.
I've seen the movie Terminator! This is exactly how it all begins!
Stand down, goblin. I fear no man.
Well, technically, I'm retired, so I'm no longer... Wait. No, you're right. Well... Anyway...
Please, Mr. Ridley, don't you dare.
This is Florida, you fool. Ha ha ha! The law protects the following actions.
You idiot. That was our guest.
You'll thank me later.
I pass on to the light. Take me to Father Odin, pretty Valkyrie. Goodbye.
Well, looks like this will be my 5th body I have to hide this week.
amateur. This is my seventh.
Ah, what a day.
I don't know. I feel like we could have done more. Maybe we didn't do enough.
I think that our listeners have been very entertained with today's happenings.
Are you sure? Felix and Skell trusted us to make this the season finale. We have to make it great.
If a single listener doesn't appreciate every second of this we had to go through, I will find out where they live. That's not a promise, it's a threat.
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
I'm aware.
Produced by Dom Radio. Edited by me, Dominic J. Piccioni. Also, voiced by me. That's everyone, including
Skell,
Felix, and yeah, even
Pez's grandfather.
God, that's gonna give me nightmares. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the season finale. I know that it's still only me voice acting it. Hopefully, my plan is there's gonna be way, it's not only gonna be me voice acting in season two. So you can look forward to that. But again, I'm out of breath. Thank you for listening to this. I mean, this means a lot. This is the season finale. If you're listening to this, most likely, you've listened to everything. And that means a lot to me. I mean, every single episode one is okay. I'm not very, it's not the best. It's still good. But I mean, by the time this releases, I can say I've done it. I've come up with an idea. I've creatively put effort into it, and I've made it. And it's no longer something I just drew, it's something I made. And you're listening to it. This has been the season finale of season one of The Skell and Felix Show by me, Dominic J. Piccioni. Thank you for listening. It means the world. And you want to find out more? You can visit our website at domradio.wiki.com.